Hey everybody, it's Dan, and in this video I want to talk to you about common Facebook advertising mistakes and how to avoid them. So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. Hey everybody, it's Dan, hope you're well today. So in today's session, let's talk about Facebook ads. We're running quite a few campaigns for various clients at the moment. And whenever you first start out in a campaign, you always get kind of like a mixed bag of results to begin with. And so what I mean by that is, you know, we might do an industry that we've not really done before. And so it takes us maybe a week or two to actually learn what works and what doesn't work in an industry. And one of the big things that I've seen people try and do and then fail and then come to us is that they're trying to just get an order like straight off the bat, like immediately. And it's 2021. It doesn't work like that. I wish it did. Those days are long gone. Trust has long gone. And your job really as a Facebook advertiser is to build trust and brand recognition. And if people just see something, especially if they see something it's too good to be true, even though it might be true, I'll give you an example. One of my businesses sells houses, and it sells them without charging the owner any fees. So it's an estate agency that doesn't charge the vendor any fees. And obviously that's how estate agents make their money. So immediately, straight off the bat, people are like, that's a bit weird, something dodgy there. And there's nothing dodgy, it just sounds too good to be true. And so what you have to do is you have to build up, as well as your Facebook ads, you have to build up a whole bunch of extra stuff so that when people then check you out, they can see that you've been around for some time, you post a lot of content, you've got some kind of transparency, as in people know who you are, and that kind of thing. But a lot of people just don't do that. A lot of people, they run a Facebook ad, they send it to their page, and then they try and make a sale directly off that page, and it just doesn't work. It's 2021. You need product reviews, you need testimonials, you need a lot of content, you've got to be out there for a period of time. You know, whenever we acquire a brand new business, like one of my first jobs, number one is a website, and number two is just to like post once, twice, three times a day to start building up a lot of content so that when potential clients see us, they can see that we've been around for some time. And often the business has been around for quite a number of time, 10, 20, 30 years, but they've got no content. So they look like it's a brand new business. And so when you're running Facebook ads, it's not just about the Facebook ads that you're running. It's about how you're going to make your business actually look in terms of, are you consistently posting? Have you been in existence for quite some time? And so on and so forth. So that's one of the big things that you need to do. And then the second thing that you need to do is you need to start building trust. And you don't do that by saying, hey, buy my thing. You send them to a group, you send them to a report, you send them to a 5-day challenge. There's all these different things that you can send them to that's going to allow them to break down the barriers and get to know you and your business and so on. So that's exactly what you need to be doing. The next thing that you need to be doing then is you need to make sure that you've got an actual funnel in place, so that anybody that clicks on it and does, let's say, a 5-day challenge, what's the follow-up system? And a lot of businesses, we ask them and we go, I haven't got one. They don't have an email sequence. They've not got a follow-up phone call sequence. They've not got a mail shot sequence. And these are the things that you need in place, because let's put it like this. Marketing is really, really simple, okay? In its barest, most basic form, marketing, it's just making sure that people know you exist. That is it. Let's put it like this. Let's say you go on Tinder and 10 people swipe right on your profile. Do you think you're going to get more dates if 10 people swipe right or if 1,000 people swipe right? Doesn't matter what you look like. You know, the more people that see who you are and that you exist, the greater the chance that you're going to get someone who swipes right. It's fairly obvious. So in other words, the more eyeballs that you have looking at your offer, it might be a Tinder offer, it might be buy my widget, whatever it happens to be, buy my product. The more people that are looking at that, the better or more, you're going to actually sell more of a product. But you might mess it up right at the start, because your opening line on Tinder might be, hey, let's have three children, which is going to send the other person, male or female, in the other direction. I'm guessing you might meet a few other people that want children instantly, but generally it's going to send them the other way. And if your marketing is doing that, then that's the next bit that you then need to analyse. And so the next bit here then is not only to have actual funnels, which is basically a series of things that you're going to send out to your client. And the reason why you have a series of things to send out to your client is to warm up the client, so they get to actually know who you are and get to hopefully know, like, and trust you. And then number four, number four then was to make sure that you don't mess up the first thing that you then say to a client. And this comes down to testing. So we test different landing pages. We test different PDFs, if it's a PDF download. We test different training courses, because some training courses will get more people to subscribe than other people. So, and by the way, if you've got a Facebook group, a free training course inside that Facebook group, hey, it's completely free, you come and join the group, you're going to get people joining that group, for example. But you've got to start building up all these different things. Running adverts to grow your business on Facebook is either going to cost you an awful lot of money and you're going to spend all your money very, very quickly, or you're going to do very well from it, but you're only going to do very well from it most of the time, for a few little things that work straight off the cuff, straight off the bat. But most of the time, you have to build email sequences, landing pages, follow-up sequences, the whole kit and caboodle has to be done. And if you're not doing that, it's not going to work. And that often explains most people's marketing in a nutshell, because they haven't got any of that. And if the basic premise of marketing is just to get as many eyeballs on it as possible, the second premise is to keep as many eyeballs on it as possible, hence retargeting, hence a follow-up sequence, so that you, the business stays inside your customer's mindset. You know, 10 minutes ago, before I got in the car, I was looking at desks, but, you know, you push a button and it goes up and down. I'm not thinking about that right now. And I might not think about that for quite some time, okay? Might be another month or so. But if I see a retargeted advert, now suddenly I'm thinking about it again. Or if I'd subscribed to something, 10 things to learn about a standing desk and 3 things to avoid, I might have downloaded that. And then I might be getting follow-up emails and sequences, so that they are able to keep in touch with me on a more regular basis, right? And then I'm much more likely to buy from that. Most people haven't got any of that in place, and that's the thing that you need to get in place. We covered an awful lot there in less than 10 minutes. Let me know what you think in the box down below, and we'll speak to you on the next video. My name's Dan Latter. Have yourselves a good day. Take care.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.